KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota. This is Fine Tune. Hello, I'm Wendy Nordquist, your host for an hour of fine music. Tonight, on the 78th birthday of Joni Mitchell, it's All Things Joni. We'll hear covers of Joni's songs, Joni singing other folks' songs, and more. Right now we're hearing a 1972 recording of Both Sides Now, the most covered song of Joni's catalog. And if you want to find out just about everything you'd like to know, go to Joni's website. It's one of the most complete, in-depth sites ever, JoniMitchell.com. This song has been covered at least 1,477 times by artists around the globe. Far ahead of the second place most covered song, which is River, with a paltry 805 covers. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band started us off with Randy Scruggs on the guitar. We'll also hear from Herbie Hancock, Eric Anderson, Eva Cassidy, James Taylor, Cassandra Wilson, and Tom Rush, as well as Joni Mitchell. So we'll start with a cut from Herbie Hancock's project of 2007, River, the Joni Letters. Here he is with A Case of You.
Thank you. came to my door with a sleeping roll and a madman's soul. He thought for sure I'd seen him dancing up a river in the dark, looking for a woman to court and spar. He was playing on the sidewalk for passing change when something strange happened. Glory train passed through him, so he buried the coins he made in People's Park and went looking for a woman to court and spark. It seemed like he read my mind. He saw me mistrusting him and still acting kind. He saw how I worried sometimes. I worry sometimes. All the guilty people, he said, they've all seen the stain on their daily bread, on their Christian names. I cleared myself, I sacrificed my blues, and you could complete. Eyes were the color of the sand in the sea, and the more he talked to me, you know, the more he reached me. But I couldn't let go of LA, city of the fallen angels.
Straight to the fire. upstairs with his axe in hand, yeah, believing that the crops are in. Firewood stacked 10 by 10 for the wife, the folks, the kids, and all of the kin, and a friend. Listen to me now. Blue River keep right on.
Singer-songwriter Eric Anderson with the unmistakable backing vocal of Joni Mitchell from Eric's 7th or 8th album back in 1972, titled Blue River. That was the title cut. And Eric Anderson, same age as Joni, 78, and started his recording career a little bit before Joni did. And we heard Court and Spark, the title cut from the 1974 album of Joni's. I had it on cassette, and it was a constant companion in my friend's car. We spent hours and hours listening, and we know it all by heart still to this day. And we started the set with Herbie Hancock from his 2007 project River, the Joni Letters, and his version of A Case of You, an all-star lineup populating the band for that project. And that album was released the same day in 2007 as Joni's final studio album, Shine. Well, I'm Wendy. Thanks so much for joining me on this special edition of Fine Tune. It might be the 500th episode. My numbering has gotten off a bit over the years, but Joni Mitchell makes it a special episode. We'll hear another beautiful cover of Joni's song Woodstock from Eva Cassidy.
Walking along the road, and I asked him, tell me, where are you going? This he told me. Said, I'm going down to Yasker's farm. Gonna join in a rock and roll band. Got to get back. Get my soul free. We are stardust. We're golden, and we've got to get ourselves back to the garden. Something turning.
We are stardust, golden, and we've got to get ourselves back to the
Christmas. They're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river that I could skate every on. Yeah, but it don't snow here, stays pretty green. Make my mess of money, maybe quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river that I could skate away on. Yeah, I wish I had a river so wide I could teach my feet. I could skate away on. So hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad, and I think I lost the only best baby that I've ever had. I wish I had a river that I could skate away on. Oh, she tried hard to help me, tried to put me at ease. Loved me so naughty, made me weak in my knees. I wish I had a love that I could skate away on. Yes, and I wish I had a river so wide I could teach my feet to fly away. And I wish I had a river that I could skate away on. I made my baby cry, and I made my baby I had a river that I could skate away. I could skate in Reno.
Joni Mitchell from 1998, at the age of 55, singing the Harold Arlen Ted Kaler 1933 classic Stormy Weather. That concert was a benefit for the Walden Woods Project and the Thoreau Institute. AT&T sponsored it. The album produced by Don Henley back in 1998. Lots of great performances on that disc titled Stormy Weather. And we had James Taylor in that set, one of Joni's old pals, and his version of River. And that song is the number two covered song. 805 versions are known. And James's version, recorded at Joni's 75th birthday celebration 3 years ago, released in 2019. And we started the set with the late Eva Cassidy and her version of Woodstock. Joni did it in 1969, and Eva likely in the early to mid-90s and released posthumously. Well, I'm Wendy. Thanks again for joining me on this edition of Fine Tune. We'll turn to another cut from Herbie Hancock's River, the Joni Letters Project. Here he's joined by Leonard Cohen on a song originally heard on Joni's 1975 album, The Hissing of Summer Lawns.
Rousseau walks on trumpet paths, safaris to the heart of all that jazz. Through eye bars and girders, through wires and pipes, the mathematic circuits of the modern nights. Through huts, through Harlem, through jails and gospel pews, through the class on Park and the trash on Vine, through Europe and the deep, deep heart of Dixie Blue, through savage progress cuts the jungle line. She brings the beer. Rousseau paints a jungle flower behind her ear. Those cannibals of shuck and jive, they'll eat a working girl like her alive. With his hard-edged eye and his steady hand, he paints the cellar full of ferns and orchid vines, and he hangs a moon above the five-piece band. He hangs it up above the jungle land. Screaming in a ritual of sound and time, floating, drifting on the air-conditioned wind, and drooling for a taste of something smuggled in. Pretty women funneled through valves and smoke, coy and bitchy, wild and fine, and charging elephants and chanting slaving boats. Charging, chanting down the jungle line. There's a poppy wreath on a soldier's tomb. There's a poppy snake in the dressing room. Poppy poison, poppy tourniquet. It slithers away on brass like mouthpiece spit. And metal skin and ivory birds go steaming up to Rousseau's vines. They go steaming up to Brooklyn Bridge. Steaming, steaming, steaming up the jungle line. Thank you.
flying, black and ragged tree to tree. It's black as that highway that's leading me. Now he's diving down to the bone. Something shining, I'm like a black crow flying in a blue sky. I took the ferry to a highway, then I drove to a pontoon plane. I took the plane to a taxi, then a taxi to a train. I've been driving so long, how am I ever gonna know my home when I see it again? I'm like that black crow flying in a blue sky, in search of love and music. My whole life has been illumination, corruption, diving, 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 diving down to pick up on every shiny little thing that you see, shiny little thing that I see. I'm like a black crow flying in a
thank you. papers filled the room with their big balloons. The cleaner was pitching with her peers. Yeah, dinos and Pooh Bears and lions, pink and blue there. He couldn't lose them.
Joni Mitchell with her 2007 version of Big Yellow Taxi. song she first released in 1971, I believe, on her, was it the Big Yellow Taxi album? I'm not sure. I guess she was in Hawaii looking out at the beautiful scenery from her hotel, and then she looked down and saw the parking lot. And that is the third most covered of Joni's songs, with over 500 versions known. And we heard Joni from a project she did with Charles Mingus. He summoned her in 1978 as he was dying in his final illness, and they collaborated, and he gave her six melodies, which eventually became her Mingus album in 1979. The Dry Cleaner from Des Moines was the cut we heard. Cassandra Wilson gave us her version of Black Crow, a song originally on Joni's Hegira album of 1976, and on Cassandra's Blue Light Till Dawn album of 1993. And we started that set with Leonard Cohen, accompanied by Herbie Hancock on the Jungle Line. And as I mentioned before, originally from The Hissing of Summer Lawns, 1976, I believe. Well, I've got just one more set to go. We'll turn to a version of probably one of Joni's most famous and well-known songs, The Circle Game. And several folks recorded it before she did. The first version was by fellow Canadians Ian and Sylvia in 1967. And then there was a version by Tom Rush in 1968. And that's the version we'll hear right now.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder and caught a dragonfly inside a jar and fearful when the skies were full of thunder and tearful at the falling of a star. And the seasons, they go around and round, painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we child moved 10 times round the seasons and skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like, when you're older, you must appease him and promises of someday his dreams. And 16 springs and 16 summers gone now, and cartwheels turned to car wheels through the town. They tell him, take your time, it won't be long now, till you drag your feet to slow the circles.
goes down, and the seasons, they go round and round. The painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round in the circle again. So the child who dreamed tomorrow now is 20. His dreams have lost some grandeur coming true. There'll be new dreams, maybe better dreams and plenty before the last revolving year is through and the season. They go round and round. The painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came. And go round and round. And go round and round in the circle game.
I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy, I've got beach tar on my feet, and I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage. A bottle of wine, and we'll laugh and toast to nothing and smash our empty glasses down. Let's have a round for these freaks and these soldiers, a round for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the bright red devil who keeps me in this tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cane. I'll put on some silk.
I'll put on some silk.
Oh, you're a mean old ass. But I like you, I like you, I like you, I like you. Maybe I'll go to Amsterdam, or maybe I'll go to Rome, and rent me a grand piano and put some flowers around my room. But let's not talk about fare-thee-wells now. The night is a starry dawn, and they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the mantle moon. Come on, Carrie, get out your cane. Put on some silk.
I'll put on some silk.
You're a mean old daddy, but I like you. The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave here, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the street. Now they got me used to that lean white linen and that fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane. I'll put on my finest suit. Go to the Mermaid Cafe, have fun tonight. I said, oh, you're a mean old daddy, but you're out of sight.
Joni Mitchell from Blue, 1971. It's 50 years old this year. Carrie, the song. And we had Tom Rush with The Circle Game, and I'll leave you with The Last Cut from Court and Spark. The last cut of this show tonight. I'm Wendy. Thanks so much for tuning in to Fine Tune, and keep it tuned right here to KYMN.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along that he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not, don't know. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. He said I'd need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined when out of his sight to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts, no more ifs, or ands, or buts. They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening. I knew I was a genius. What's so strange when you know that you're a wizard at three? I knew that this was meant to be. Now I've heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I got into the vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to. Now do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all laughed at angry young men. They all laughed at Edison and also at Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the idiomatic logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was insane. Oh, they used to laugh at me when I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top.
What, no driver on the top?
Man, the chick is twisted, crazy, oop-shooby, here, flip city.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, dear doctor, I think that it's you instead. Because I have got a thing that's unique and new. To prove it, I'll have the last laugh on you. Cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know two heads are better than one.